When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Covino and Rich, Overpromise, presented by DraftKings Fantasy Sports. Check out what DraftKings has to offer with the code Overpromise, because life's more fun when you're in on the action. DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Age and eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. See DraftKings.com for details.
Yo, what's going on, buddies?
Welcome to our bonus pod, Overpromise, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. I'm Steve Covino. That is Rich Davis, and he's got your picks today. And we're going to talk about name changes in life. Name changes in sports. Some big name changes in the past few weeks.
I think you just said name change 10 times. We're going to talk all about them.
I think like two or three times.
And I'm sorry, I'm just irritable. You know why?
Why?
It's the new year. Everyone's trying to eat healthy, go to the gym. Last couple days, everywhere I go, someone's like, do you want a cupcake? You want pizza? You want this? I'm like, everyone's freaking sabotaging.
Have you broke it?
Of course I have.
Are you going to shave that beard or no?
I am before the playoffs.
All right,
this
nice.
Is the anti-playoff
My
beard.
God.
No, I think guys can relate. You ever do the tune-up? I need a haircut. And I'm like, I'm going to shave and get a haircut in the same day and then feel like the man.
I thought you were getting a super wild beard for super wild card week.
Well, I'm going to give you a teaser and a parlay that I don't know how on freaking earth it could fail. So shit, wait for that.
Now, speaking of super wild card weekend, the game everybody's talking about, we were talking about it on Overpromised on Fox Sports Radio, Covino and Rich. It's the Miami at Kansas City game, the coldest game in franchise history for both teams.
And, yeah.
You know, it's going to be on Peacock. Nobody wants to pay for it, but we all want to watch it. But the other really great, great matchup.
Well, we talked about it yesterday. I'm getting it just so I can watch Alf reruns.
Yes. That's why we're getting Peacock. Yeah. The other great matchup is the Rams at Detroit for several reasons, but there's some controversy going on. We want to break it down.
Well, yeah. Matthew Stafford's beautiful wife.
Yeah.
Seems to be offended, and rightfully so, that there's bars and restaurants and everyone in Detroit saying, you better not be wearing Stafford.
Rightfully so, says who?
Lions jerseys.
Okay, so they're trying to ban Stafford Lions jerseys because they're going against Stafford. What's wrong with that? It's playful. It's sports. Why should people be rocking Stafford's jersey when they're playing against him? There's a time and a place. You could rock a Stafford jersey, but not at the game, or maybe when he's not playing against your team, or maybe when he's done with the Rams.
Well, look at this. Jersey ban. They're trying not to let him be allowed at Ford Field. And a lot of local bars, Detroit bars, are saying, if you wear a Matthew Stafford Lions jersey, you won't even be able to get in. So it's a big story because it's playful, it's fun, but it brings up the question, Covino. When a player leaves your team,
yes,
much like a marriage, a relationship, a job, doesn't it matter how you leave? Like, when I was a kid, Mookie Wilson left the Mets. I was bummed out. He got traded. It wasn't his fault.
Was it his fault? So, again, why hold anything against Stafford? I get all that.
All right, Jimmy Garoppolo, right? I was a Garoppolo supporter.
Yeah.
It's not like he wanted to leave. The Niners are like, hey, Jimmy G, it's been fun. Later. Am I supposed to be like, F Jimmy G? He would have stayed if he could have.
Speaking of, it seems Robert Kraft has said that Belichick is leaving amicably. It's very mutual, right? How someone leaves a relationship, yes, it does matter. I get that.
There are breakups.
So why hold it against Stafford? But it's not like anyone's holding it against Stafford. It's like, hey, we're not rooting for him. In fact, the whole sentiment is, and I quote, according to social media, so it has to be true.
Yeah.
We love Stafford, meaning Detroit. We love Stafford.
Just not that day.
Just not this week. Isn't that fair?
Yeah,
that's sports. So, why should they be rooting for him? He's trying to beat them. And she's taking the high road saying, we always spoke highly of Detroit in our time there. But seriously, you're not rooting for Detroit this week. You're rooting for your husband. You know, it goes both ways. It's sports. It's playful. It's just not this week. So I don't think anyone's burning jerseys of Stafford. I don't think people are throwing it away and talking maliciously about the guy. They're just saying, hey, we're not going to be supporting him this week. And I think that's totally fair, regardless of how he left Detroit.
I can't disagree with you. Kelly Stafford a little sensitive about this, but I get it. She said, listen, we did so much. They did a lot for that Detroit community. So I think she's just a little butthurt. However, it's understandable a little bit because, you know, you're not going
to. It's not. I find it to be not understandable at all.
He spent 12 years, the bulk of his prime, losing in Detroit, goes to the Rams, wins a Super Bowl. I get it.
Okay, hold on.
I don't expect a montage. You know how sometimes a returning player gets a montage? Guy's not going to get a montage for a playoff game. Beat it.
If a guy is going to the game in Detroit to watch Detroit win, that's why he's going.
They're hoping.
Would it make any sense at all for him to wear a Stafford jersey?
No way, no how.
Because why? Stafford's trying to beat the team you're rooting for.
Correct.
It makes no sense. And no one's saying to throw it away, like we said, just this week. Look, should a wife have her husband's back at all times and vice versa? Absolutely. So I understand and I get that. But this is sports and it goes against rooting interests. It goes against logic. It goes against sense.
I think there's, you know what it is? I think there's that line between playful and not. And I think when it's not playful, Kelly Stafford's hurt. When it's playful, you get it. Spot, I saw you put some tweets up there. I got to get my readers. Was there any update there?
No, she just said, this is sad because it's the completely opposite of how we feel about the city. But Matthew has always been the bigger person and will continue to be that. Praying for an incredible game with zero injuries.
Wasn't that the sweetest
heart
answer?
Emoji.
I mean, that's fine. I get it. But I don't think anyone's doing anything wrong by not rooting for him this week. And again, Rich, back to the question, the side question here. Does it matter how you leave? It absolutely does, and that's why they have that respect for him. That's why they're saying, we love Stafford, just not this week. You know,
they're playing it right.
I think they're playing it right, and it's going to be a fun matchup. And again, we're so focused on Miami at Kansas City and all the weather conditions and everything else. This might be the best matchup of all. In fact, I'd be more inclined to pay for this game than I am Miami at Kansas City.
You know what?
There's a lot of juice there.
I misread this whole story. I'm so sorry. Spot, can you put the clip back up for a second? That screenshot?
This one or the other one?
They put a laughing emoji. I didn't know that they said, we love Stafford, just not this week. Laughing emoji.
Changes everything.
That's playful. Light.
It's playful.
But there are guys, though, that have played on teams you root for. That when they leave, if they leave via free agency or like, yo, I'm done, good riddance. I'll give you two. Marcus Stroman, when he left the Mets and was all sour calling everyone racist, yo, beat it. When Jacob DeGrom decided to go to Texas, not a bad idea, by the way, they won the World Series.
Thought he was crazy at the time.
You know, when he took all that money, I'd imagine there's Yankees that left.
Dude, first one that comes to mind for me is Robinson Cano, because he was such a Yankee, you know, came up the Yankee ranks. He was that guy. He was the franchise face. And then he left for the money. And I feel like it worked against him, tarnished his own career, his reputation, never was the same guy in Seattle. And look at him now. He's playing for the SpongeBob SquarePants somewhere.
Truth is, take away Stafford for a second. If there's a player on your shit team, I'm sorry to be crude, but if your team's shit and the star player on your team, get a chance to go win somewhere else, you root for them to succeed somewhere else. A great example would be, I'd imagine, I could be wrong, but there's Washington fans. that are like, man, yo, Chase Young, do your thing in San Francisco. Go get a ring. Because, hey, listen, he put his heart and soul there, and they told him, yeah, move along. We don't want to, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, it does depend, and it does matter how they left.
If a girl, if your girl starts banging everyone in town and leaves you, you're not going to wish her well.
No.
But if it's like, hey, the relationship ran its course, but you're a good person.
You want everyone to find happiness. And that's why I think this is your typical amicable sports matchup. This is a classic matchup. This is what makes it great. So wifey here, again, in support of her husband, I get it, but she has to put her feelings aside. Yeah. Everyone's playing this right.
There are exes that you don't care about them at all. And then there's other ones where you like the pictures of them and their kids on Facebook. Right?
True.
All right, let's get into our picks, courtesy of DraftKings Sportsbook. On yesterday's Overpromised, I hooked you up with some picks for Saturday's games. Now I'm looking at Sunday. I'm looking at Sunday and Monday, the second half of the Super. That's why I got the Super whack beard. This is going away before the weekend. Let's start with the fun is over teaser. When I say the fun is over, there's teams playing with big time house money, and I think the party ends here. Pittsburgh, I don't know how you're even in the playoffs. You're the weirdest 10-7 team I've ever seen in my life. God bless Mike Tomlin, Mason Rudolph. You know, I know Watt's injured, but it's you're talking about a team that grinds because I can't still understand how they're in the postseason.
I mean, good for them.
They're playing the hottest team in the AFC, arguably the Buffalo Bills.
Well, if you remember in the beginning of the season, everybody was very high on the Steelers.
They were, you know, because they play.
So it's really not a surprise, but you're right. It does seem like, how did that happen?
Well, as you would say, one of the overused words in football, they're very physical.
Physicality. Very
physical team. Physicality. So the Bills are 10-point favorites. I know four is not the most ideal number when it comes to teasers and point spreads, but take the Bills from minus 10 to minus 4. They need to beat the Steelers by 4. I like that. I think they win that game. So Steelers, just don't keep it too close. So Bills minus 4. And this bet, part two of this, I just love because if it went the other way, I wouldn't mind losing my money. The Cowboys are a touchdown favorite over the Packers. Take that from Cowboys by 7. Cowboys by 1. They just need to win the game.
That's it.
Now, if I lose the bet because the Packers upset the Cowboys, I'll gladly take it. It's almost as if I paid for a Cowboys loss. And think of all the fun content we could have if Dak and Jerry Jones were eliminated in the first round.
Yes, to the very young and hungry Packers. So, that'd be a story.
I mean, so I feel pretty confident that the Cowboys just win that game and Buffalo should take care of Pittsburgh. So that's my party's over teaser. Sorry, Packers. Sorry, Steelers. I think these are two good teams that could actually compete to go to the Super Bowl. So just need to win, right?
I like it.
Now, as far as a parlay goes, I'm calling this the all you need is a half a point parlay. All you need is a half a point.
It's a little wordy. Should have worked on that one.
Actually, Spot.
How about the half a point parlay?
You know what? When you see the graphic in a second, maybe it is a little wordy. But here's the games I like. The Rams. We just talked about Stafford.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying the Lions lose the game, but right now it's Lions by 3. Some places you could get 3.5. And if you can't get 3.5, I suggest buy that half a point. You could buy the half a point. Rams plus 3.5. Even if they lose by a field goal, you win the bet. So I like the Rams who are hot. They've won 6 of 7. We talked about it yesterday. They've lost one game in the last 7, and it was in overtime against the Ravens. So the Rams are pretty hot right now. They got a great coach.
Are you sure? Because no one's really rooting for Stafford.
Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp. This team's legit. I think they're underrated based on their shitty start to the season. So I like the Rams plus 3.5. When I say the half a point, meaning if you get a 3, buy the half a point. Now here's the other game. Eagles on Monday night in Tampa. They're 3-point favorites. By a point the other way, I like the Eagles minus 2.5. If they can't beat the Bucs and Baker Mayfield, this 10-1 team that's now 11-6 going into the postseason, I know it seems like the wheels are falling off, but if you don't think, I'm not saying they're going to go all the way, but the Eagles should at least be able to advance beyond the wild card round.
They should, but
right?
They caught the ick or something. Something's happened.
I mean, my very wordy parlay of the week, take a look. It's the half a point going to make all the difference parlay.
I like it.
So you got the Rams with
that nice ring to it.
That Rams with the 3.5. And then you take the Eagles from 3 down to 2.5. So Eagles win by a field goal, you win. And the Rams just need to keep it close enough. So I like that as my parlay, courtesy of DraftKings Sportsbook.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL playoffs, bringing you an offer that'll help make the playoffs electrifying. New customers can bet $5 on any game, get $200 instantly in bonus bets.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use our code OVERPROMISED. New customers can bet just $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code OVERPROMISED. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you. Only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
I'm looking at your face. Why? Because your face usually tells which bet you like or if you're just going along with me.
And?
I feel like you like both of them.
Not bad. Yeah. I just didn't like the title.
Okay.
But I liked it. Yeah.
You know, I've said this dumb strategy before because no one wants to give away money. But remember I told you I had a friend back in the day that hated the Yankees so much that when they dominated in the 90s and 2000s, he would bet on them in the postseason because he's like, if they lose, I'm buying a Yankees loss. And if they win, I'll be mad, but I've made money.
Right.
That's how I feel about that Cowboys game. If the Packers could beat the Cowboys, I'll gladly give away $50, $100 or something. So I like that bet a lot. They've won 16 in a row at home. If Jordan Love could come into Jerry's World and win.
I don't know, he's hot right now, but I'm with you.
I think that's the game you guys are coming over for, right? Yes. We're going to watch some of those games on Sunday.
Yes, enjoy your weekend. I hope you're enjoying our bonus pod. Welcome back to Overpromised, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Again, Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio, Monday through Friday, 2 to 4 on the West, 5 to 7 on the East. We even have a Patreon, so if you like what we do, this is sort of a hybrid of everything we do, yeah. Overpromised. Our Patreon, Monday through Thursday, patreon.com/Covino and Rich. Steve Covino, Rich Spotty. Again,
you know,
very excited for this weekend.
The more I'm looking at my beard, it is pretty whack.
No, I like it. I'm just kidding.
I gotta get
rid of it. Super wild.
Some wild beard.
He's a wild guy.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey,
wild and crazy guys.
I know that you and I are excited to be going to Vegas for the Super Bowl.
Yes.
less than a month, we'll be headed there to do Radio Row the whole week, hit up the parties, hit up the events. And one of the last times we were in Vegas was for a big fight, Gervonta Tank Davis.
Now, and I just want to make it clear, Tank's not his real name.
Oh, his mama didn't name him Tank?
No, no,
oh,
it's okay. Gervonta Davis. However, you were so busy during the holidays, you probably missed, he changed his name. He converted to Islam. It's not the first time we've heard of this or have seen it in boxing especially. Converted to Islam, he's now Abdul Wahid. I don't know if he's Abdul Tank Wahid.
Yeah, does he keep the Tank?
I think he keep the nickname. Tank's, I'm not certain on that.
Listen, whether it's a cultural name or religious name, don't nicknames supersede that?
I think so.
I think so. So instead of Gervonta Tank Davis,
try to handle these things respectfully.
Well, of course you're being respectful, but I'm saying if he was Gervonta Tank Davis, I think he's now Abdul Tank Wahid.
I think so too.
Is he now, not a tank anymore?
If you're not familiar with Gervonta Davis, he's the 135 WBA regular lightweight champ. He's one of the best in the game, pound for pound. But a guy who's becoming a household name as Gervonta Tank Davis, no relation to Rich Tank Davis. I was going to say,
pun intended, household name that's changed.
That's changed. So it's like, wait, hold on. I just figured out who he was. Now he's Abdul Wahid? That's the story.
But let's not be silly. It's happened before. Not only has it happened before, it's happened when other athletes and boxers have been in their prime.
Yes.
I mean, it's not like this is the first time it's happened. And again, respectfully, culture, religion, that people want to do this.
There's always a reason. Like we said, he's converting to Islam. It means the servant one. And he's following in the footsteps of one of the greats, Cassius Clay. And there's a backstory too. When Cassius Clay converted to Islam, and Cassius Clay, by the way, such a cool name. So I'm sure that wasn't an easy decision for
Mama,
him. It was.
Mama named him Clay. I'm going to call him Clay.
No, but a very cool name, Cassius Clay, right? And
Muhammad Ali.
By the way, if you look, you see Larry Merchant in the background of that photo. That's him next to Muhammad Ali.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a young Larry Merchant.
Wait, who's the guy right below his balls?
He's the photographer. There's a whole backstory there, too.
That guy's got a story. Like, he's like, you know the famous Ali photo? I'm the guy right below nuts.
Look it up on your own time. But he was supposed to be sitting where that guy got the shot.
Oh, wow.
So it's like a little insult to injury. There was a squabble there, and that guy lost the shot, and there he is. So, yeah, is that Ed Koch or Frank Perdue? I can't tell. Well, either way, Muhammad Ali, when he changed his name, Ernie Terrell was like, I'm not calling him Muhammad Ali. He's Cassius Clay.
It's a different time.
Right. And they fought in 1967. So Muhammad Ali was like, you're not going to call me Muhammad Ali, then I'm going to punish you. And he took him 15 rounds, and the whole time, it's a classic story. What's my name? Bah! What's my name? Bah! What's my name? And you know what? By the end of the fight, he knew his name was Muhammad Ali.
Oh, that's a good story.
So
I like that.
It comes full circle, and we go over names that have changed in sports, but then it's a bigger question, too. We get it. It's sports. We're like, all right, we roll with it. But are you okay if it was just your friend who came in?
You know what? Hold that thought. Yeah, let's go over some of my favorites first. The NBA, the most obvious one, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Now, everybody knows he was Lou Alcindor, right? Lou Alcindor Jr.
I'll tell you who didn't know. The kid in your neighborhood.
Kid in my neighborhood didn't know. I traded him like a Claudel Washington baseball card for Lou Alcindor. He had no idea that it was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Dummy.
So he had no idea. So what I didn't know, though, is his real name is Ferdinand Lewis Alcindor Jr. I just knew it was Lou Alcindor. I didn't know it was Ferdinand.
That's a good name.
So, but we know him now as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. That's it.
Now, not all of these are religious. Some of them are like, yeah, I'm just changing my name. I remember when Giancarlo Stanton first came up to the bigs with the Marlins before his Yankee days, he was Mike Stanton. And then one year he came back and he's like, yeah, I'm Giancarlo. Is that his official name?
No, Giancarlo. And then he had the face mask with that little wiry G covering it. I think he did it because, to my knowledge, as a Yankees fan, it was a very popular Mike Stanton in baseball already. Mike Stanton was a pitcher for the Yankees.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's there's the other story if you want to talk about. There's already one. There was already a Mike Stanton, so he said, I'll be Giancarlo. You know, Katy Perry, her name is Kate Hudson. Yeah. And she changed her name to Katy Perry because it's like, well, there's already a Kate Hudson that everyone knows. Now, another one, I'm confused by this because I get confused. Which Upton brother? There was BJ Upton, but then he's not BJ anymore?
Okay.
So and I'm always a fan of the BJ.
BJ, you are. Yeah. I mean, who's not, yeah. right? BJ Upton changed his name, and that was short for Bossman Jr. Bossman Jr., okay. BJ Upton, changed his name from BJ Upton to Melvin Upton, right? And he's like, yo, my name is Melvin. He stuck with Melvin, right? And then his wife was like, honey, Melvin just sounds corny. Like, Melvin, like, it's just not, no one's, it's not sticking, and it doesn't sound good when they're reading the highlights, when they're calling the highlights, like, you should probably go back to BJ. So he went from BJ Upton to Melvin Upton back to BJ Upton. You're thinking of Justin Upton, his brother, too, yeah. right? So you're getting it all confused. So, no, he went from BJ Melvin back to BJ again.
I was going to say, I'm trying to think of a bad joke, but I was like, Melvin Upton?
Were you going to request a Melvin this weekend?
I was going to say, honey, how about a Melvin?
Yeah, it doesn't sound as good, right? See, so, you know, they were onto something.
I got one more in the world of basketball.
Go ahead.
But this is more of him just being a character, if you ask me. Ron Artest, meta world peace.
Yeah, but he lives by that meta world peace. No,
and he does. I'm just saying, at first, I was like, I you know, I try to be open-minded, but I remember at first saying, yo, you really want me to call this guy world peace? Come on. But you then know, again, it's a good message. What? Who am I to?
It's a good message, but it also was part of like his change, right? Yeah. It was like, yo, I'm not Ron Artest anymore. I'm not that guy. I'm all about this, and you know, I'm not saying it stuck. I still think of him as Ron Artest, but meta world peace.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but when we were kids, we collected a lot of baseball cards. Was Rock Raines just a nickname, or did Tim Raines flirt with the idea of like, I'm like legally changing my name to Rock Raines? Because I remember there was like 2 years where I was like, why is Tim Raines
a lot of those
Rock
moments.
Raines on all my baseball
like,
cards?
George Bell. A lot of them said George, J-O-R, like Jorge Bell.
And then
another
said G,
one say yeah. G-E-O-R-G-E. So you were confused. Rock Raines, he was Tim Rock Raines to me. So they just printed his name as Rock Raines. To my knowledge on the baseball card, but you know, as a fan, you roll with it. In real life, it's another question because there were two stories, even more reason we bring this up. There was two stories just in the past few days where celebrities that we know, household names, legally changed their name. So if I say, hey, Rich, who's Tara Lee Patrick? Do you know who that is?
Isn't Tara Patrick a porn star?
Oh, Tara Patrick? No, I don't know Tara Patrick. Tara Lee Patrick.
Tara Lee Patrick.
Better known as... Bombshell, you had her poster, U.S. Spencer Gifts buying it. Carmen Electra officially, legally changed her name to Carmen Electra just this week.
And I did see he dropped the like Fettelberg or Feldberg.
Feldstein?
Feldstein?
Yeah, close.
Jonah Hill is now just Jonah Hill.
He dropped the Feldstein. It's Jonah Hill now officially, right? So these are celebrities. They become known as this, and they stick with it, and they roll with it to avoid confusion, and that's just how they identify. I get that. Look, I work with radio guys. One of my best buds, his name is Liquid Todd. Sometimes I forget his real name. He's Liquid Todd, and that's how they're known. But if it wasn't radio, if it wasn't sports, if it wasn't showbiz, and your buddy Hank is like, yeah, I don't go by Hank anymore. I go by
Henri. Henry.
Are you making that adjustment? Or are you saying, no, dude, get out of here. Maybe your new coworkers could call you that. You're Hank. You're going to always be Hank.
I don't want to be a dick.
Yeah.
But I have a hard time calling my friends like a new name. Listen,
didn't your brother pull that on you though?
It's like cultural, kind of. If it's cultural or religious, I get it. But like my brother's Jimmy, Jim. When his other people call him James, I'm like, that's, you're not James.
Yeah, but he could pull that with his new colleagues as a professional.
I'm not calling
you
James.
He's Jimbo. He's Jimmy, little Jimmy.
Remember when Debbie Gibson was like, call me Deborah, or Ricky Schroeder was like, I'm Rick now.
Yeah, no, look,
stop it.
I think if they're your core friends, your core circle, your core relatives, right? Like I had a relative, he was Jack. Jack. But then he got to a point where he's like, no, I want to be John now. Like, dude, you're Jack. You could be John to anyone you meet moving forward.
Well,
you're Jack.
With that said, as we say farewell, from now on, I'd like to be called Ricardo Davis.
And Chulito. Chulito. Because you know what? My grandma used to call me that. And no one else does. And I feel like I want to keep it alive.
All right, well, keep your wild card.
I demand it.
Super wild card weekend alive. And by the way, who has a weaker beard, me or Jonah Hill in that picture Spot just showed? Spot, can you real quick, can you throw it one more time up there?
Rich.
Me? Okay.
All right, well, let us know at Covino and Rich, hashtag overpromised.
We'll see you guys next time. Until then, arrivederci, baby.
See you in the overpromised land.
Goodbye.
business. It's all the things that keep this world turning. And behind every one of these companies is a partner helping to keep it all moving. It's why the local flower shop and your favorite pizza joint, the startup in the stadium, hospitals and hotels, banks and restaurants nationwide, all choose the advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and round-the-clock trusted partnership from Comcast Business, the company that powers more businesses than anyone else. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Restrictions apply. Call or visit ComcastBusiness.com to learn more.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.